Earlier this fall, a group of Sitkins renewed a conversation about a piece of bronze art in the heart of downtown. Alexander Baranov was the first general manager of the Russian-American company, but for many, Baranov and the Russian-American company are synonymous with colonization and the systematic oppression of Alaska Natives. KCAW's Catherine Rose met with people on both sides of the issue.
There's a bronze statue in front of Harrigan Centennial Hall. It's nearly to scale, a man sitting hunched over beneath flags flapping in the wind, looking pensively in the distance. The man is Alexander Baranov, manager of the Russian-American company in the early 1800s. On the plaque beneath him is a quote, "That we may dwell in amity and peace forever in this region." But for Louise Brady, the statue doesn't bring her peace.
You know, it is really a symbol of, to me, now that I know, of epidemics, of assimilation, of bad policy, and destruction of a way of life.
Last summer, as momentum grew in the South to tear down Confederate monuments, some Sitkins started to wonder about their own legacies to the past. Larry Edwards wrote a letter to the editor of the Sitka Sentinel calling for the removal of the Baranov statue. Martina Kurzer, his wife, signed it.
This thing about this Baranov statue didn't bother me at all in the beginning until I learned the finer fabric of Sitka. And I started to understand how simply the statue there rubs in again and again and again the fact that the people who have been here on this land for 10,000, 14,000 years, they are not, you know, in charge of this land anymore.
Brady says there's a reason some don't understand her discomfort with the statue.
I think it ties into privilege. I think it ties into, you know, being able to say, I love living here. This is a beautiful place. And, you know, I can just be here without understanding that there's people who have been here for 10,000 years who were just granted citizenship less than 100 years ago.
The controversy swirling around the Baranov statue isn't anything new. A gift to the city from Lloyd and Barbara Hames in 1989, the statue caused tension from the get-go. The night before the statue was dedicated, someone cut off its nose. That was after discovering that the head would be too hard to remove. The artist was able to repair it with putty for the ceremony the next day. It was defaced again in 2013 with cuts to its nose and forehead. For Hal Spackman of the Sitka Historical Society, the statue tells the story of the Russian settlement. He says it was built to honor Sitka's merchant past. While that doesn't reflect the feelings of all Sitkins on their history, he says the fact that it happened means it's worth remembering.
We need to value all perspectives. And it doesn't mean that we devalue any perspectives. And that I hope that we all can use those conversations to not just celebrate history, but to discuss history in ways that are productive and help us move forward as a society.
But Brady thinks the perspective the statue represents is one that's told too often.
And I think that's the power of the narrative and who gets to create the meaning. Sure, you can stay there if we tell the whole story.
For now, the bronze Baranov still sits downtown. Tourists take pictures of this relatively small monument, most unaware of the large conversation that surrounds him. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.